Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for making it possible for us to see the eighth day of the month of December, year 2021. It has been the grace of God. It has been the mercy of God. It has been the finger of God in operation in our lives. It has been the mercy of God upon our lives. Many, many have gone. Many that are better than us that have gone. God has preserved us. God has been there for us. God has given us the gift of life. Wherever you are, I want you to appreciate him. I want you to adore him and give him the glory. Honor his name. Bless his name. Magnify him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I give you glory. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be lifted high. You are the awesome God. You are faithful. You are mighty. You are super. Thank you, Father. Maglalos elombraka legende se parembroka da la zompia kodari mangra luka lu pasanta yele kombroka salekaya. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to worship him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. This program has been a benefit to many, many people across the board. Many, many have shared testimony with us of how God has used this program to save their lives from untimely death. How God has used this program as a means of instrument of dark deliverance in their life. How God has used this program to break the yoke of darkness. How God has used this program as a tool of deliverance. How God has used this program as a mighty finger of his power. How God has used this program to do a lot of mighty things in the life of people. And I appreciate the name of the Lord. And I thank God for many, many prayer lives that have woken up, many prayer altars that have been ignited with fire. This is just the reason why God has established this program. And I know that God will bless you as you listen. God will bless you as you also share it with other people in the name of Jesus Christ. In this program, you must prepare yourself to pray. In this program, you must wear the garment of the warrior. The Bible says, right from the days of the John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent men take it by force. You must understand that our spiritual warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down the imagination and every idol that exalts himself against the knowledge of God. The Bible says, bringing them to captivity, every thought to the obedience of God. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. And don't forget that our battle, our wrestling is not against flesh. It's against principalities and powers. It's against rulers of darkness in high places. You must understand that according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. We need to understand all this. We need to know all this. That is why our weapons of warfare, they are not physical things. They are spiritually inclined. They are spiritually forceful. They are spiritually packaged. And I want you to use that most potent spiritual instrument, most potent spiritual weapon, that is prayer. And I know as you pray now, God will answer our prayers. God will do wonders in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. But before we pray, I just want you to appreciate him. Take any songs of praises you love. Take the song and magnify him. Take the song and worship him. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Lord, you reign. Forever you are the same. Agama turuge mama. Sing it loud. Oh, mama, you lifted me Oh yes, and make me a son, and give me a son. Oh yes, agama to rogi mama, eh mama. I want you to sing. I want you to sing. Magede poshu turi abarabalaba, leku paraboshi antayalaba, limprabosu tuli karaba. Nare kene, sing it loud. Oh, naro tito. Oh, so sogi bujimo. La prakoda lo se teke de baraba la sutu kagaraba. Ariama kangreke de busuturika. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There are seven prayers you need to pray aggressively. As you begin to pray this prayer, the power of God will begin to fall upon your life. As you begin to pray this prayer, every arrow of the enemy programmed into your body shall go back to the sender. As you begin to pray this prayer, every covenant with the spirit of death shall be broken. As you begin to pray this prayer, the voice from the grave shall be silenced. As you begin to pray this prayer, every satanic elders calling your name to the grave, they shall be disgraced. As you begin to pray this prayer, every conspiracy against your destiny shall scatter. As you begin to pray this prayer, the Almighty God will raise the standard against your enemy. As you begin to pray this prayer, God will connect you to destiny helpers. As you begin to pray this prayer, the Lord will raise standard against all those who have issued judgment against you. Just get ready as we pray, and I want you to pray like a warrior. If you are joining us for the first time, listen to the way I'm going to pray. Pray it like that, and things begin to work in your life. Say, Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon me and my family in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon me and my family in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon me and my family in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to say, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
overshadow my life with your fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life with your fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life with your fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life with your fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life with your fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life with your fresh fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, powers waiting for me to sleep,
waiting for me to sleep,
in order to oppress me,
in order to oppress me.
Die in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for me to sleep in order to oppress me. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers waiting for the hours of the night to plant sickness to my body. I with your sickness in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to plant sickness to my body. I with your sickness in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to plant sickness to my body. I with your sickness in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to plant sickness to my body. I with your sickness in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to plant sickness to my body. I with your sickness in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, powers waiting for the hours of the night to steal from me. The Bible says, the thief cometh not, but to kill, but to steal, but to kill and to destroy. That is the assignment of the wicked. Say, powers waiting for the hours of the night to steal from me. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to steal from me. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to steal from me. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to steal from me. Ah, in Jesus' name. Pray, say, powers waiting for the hours of the night to defy my body. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to defy my body. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to defy my body. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers waiting for the hours of the night to defy my body. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any evil thing that has entered into my life through the hours of the night, come out and go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, any evil thing that has entered into my life through the hour of the night. Come out and go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil thing that has entered into my life at the hour of the night, come out and go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil thing that has entered into my life at the hour of the night, come out. 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 Go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil thing that has entered into my life at the hour of the night, come out by fire. 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 Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, pray. There's somebody that is hearing me now. The sickness that you are past, the sickness in your body was programmed into your body at the hour of the night. The owner of the load of that sickness is carrying their load now. Yes, there are some evil things that have been planted into the life of people. As we are praying now, the finger of evil is taking them away. I want us to pray that prayer. Say,
any evil thing
that has entered into my life at the hours of the night, come out. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, any evil thing that has entered into my life at the hour of the night, come out, 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 come out. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord will fight for us. We shall have victory. The power of God shall work upon our life. Every evil done against us shall backfire.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we are going to another section of prayer. I want you to pray this one very well. Say,
I withdraw
the control of my life
from the hand
and dominion of also wickedness. I withdraw the control of my life
from the
hand and dominion of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. In Jesus' name, pray. That simple prayer. I want to advise somebody that is listening to me now to go and pray this prayer for 30 minutes for 3 days. Pray, take your time and pray that simple prayer for 30 minutes. Immediately you begin to pray, every evil that has been fashioned and programmed into your life by household enemy, of which they have been using to control you and dominate you, it shall be destroyed away. It shall be destroyed and be flushed out of your body. Every evil control over your life shall scatter. Make sure you pray that prayer very well. Let me remind you the prayer. Say, I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of household wickedness. I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. I withdraw, I withdraw, I withdraw the control of my life from the hand and dominion of also wickedness. In Jesus' name, pray. That is working. That is working. The second one, just note it also. Say, I withdraw the future of my life from the influence and control of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the future of my life from the influence and control of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the future of my life from the influence and control of also wickedness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw the future of my life from the influence and control of also wickedness. In Jesus' name, pray. I beg somebody also to also take time. You can pray this one for about 20 minutes also. Let me remind you the prayer. I withdraw the future of my life from influence and control of also wickedness. This is one of the best prayers you can pray. Because the Bible says the enemy of every one of us is the enemy of his household. So you need to pray that prayer very well. Say this one very well. Say, I release myself from any unconscious satanic bondage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any unconscious satanic bondage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any unconscious satanic bondage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any unconscious satanic bondage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from any unconscious satanic bondage in Jesus' name. We pray. That thing is working like wonders. As somebody is praying that prayer, every spiritual vulture dispatched against you, they are colliding with each other now. Aha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, any problem in my life, as a result of the mistake of my parent, in the name of Jesus, any problem in my life, as a result of the mistake of my parent, in the name of Jesus, any problem in my life, as a result of the mistake of my parent, in the name of Jesus, any problem in my life, as a result of the mistake of my parent, in the name of Jesus, any problem in my life, as a result of the mistake of my parent, in the name of Jesus, any problem in my life, as a result of the mistake of my parent, in the name of Jesus, any problem in my life, as a result of the mistake of my parent, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. A better amen.
Amen.
Yesterday, I was talking about dangers of eating in the dream. And I told you that one of the most effective devices of the devil is coming to us in the dream to feed us. The devil has used food to destroy a lot of destiny. The devil has used food to captured a lot of destiny. The devil has used food to bewitch a lot of destiny. And the devil has been so cunning that he will bring this food in the dream. It will appear as if it's something you have seen in the dream, but that is not what comes inside the stomach. When that thing you have seen in the dream is swallowed, it goes back to the stomach, it goes back to the spirit man of the body and begin to work upon it. And that is why you must be very, very hot in prayers. That is why we must be very aggressive. That is why your spirit man must be hot. That is why your prayer level must be hot. This is not the time you must be praying like a gentle person. This is the last days. This is the last days. We are moving to the close of the age. Look at it. This is December. This is not the time you fold your hand. This is not the time you pray a gentle prayer. This is the time you must pray like a warrior. This is the time you must dismantle the plans of the wicked against your destiny and your family. And that is why I pray for you, that as you begin to pray now, the enemy that have been feeding you in the dream shall begin to feed themselves in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 13 verse 25 say, why men slept. Why men slept. His enemy came. Look at it. Why men slept. It didn't come while men was awake. It didn't come while men were alert. He said, why men slept? When men are sleeping, when men are ignorant at the unconscious hour of life, why men slept? His enemy came, not his friend. What have they come to do? His enemy came to plant a tear among the wheat. There is good thing in that life, or there are good things in that life that the enemy has come to plant evil into that life. And the most pathetic thing, that this evil will be making the good thing to suffer. That is why we need to pray. Like I told you in John chapter 10 verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus has come that may give us life and give us life abundant. Eating in the dream is dangerous. It's dangerous because everything you see that you are eating in the dream, they are not food the way you have seen them. When they present it to you in the dream, they look like food. When it enters into your body, it dematerializes and it becomes what it's supposed to be. And that is why many, many people, you see people with ulcer, you see people with diabetes, you see people with high blood pressure, you see people with a lot of strange illness. We see people with closed tube. You see people with having battle with their ovaries. You see people with a lot of strengthening because many, many things were planted into our life in the night. You need to understand that our life is like a garden. And God wants to plant good things in our life. The devil also wants to plant evil things in our lives. It is time for us to deal with it very well. Eating the dream is a satanic device to do 50 major assignment in the life of people. And I gave you two yesterday. Let me repeat. Number one is to cage the life of people. Number two is to bewitch a person. When a person is bewitched, he begins to believe a lie. The whole Galatian church were bewitched in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. The third thing is to manipulate a person. To manipulate a person. When satanic food are given to somebody in the night, and he does not know what to do, it will come under manipulation. Satanic manipulation is the art of controlling, is the art of influencing, is the art of deceiving, or is the art of handling a person or group of people against their will. Is the art of controlling them to do what they ought not to do. It is the art of making them to do things that will contradict what they desire, using spiritual forces to do that. So you must understand what we are talking about. When somebody is under manipulation, he begins to do what he's supposed not to do. You will tell him, don't do this. You will see he will still be doing it because he's under satanic manipulation. David was under satanic manipulation and he started counting the people. He said, okay, go and count everybody in the land of Israel. Even while they were telling him that what we are going to do is going to provoke God, he said, no, they should continue because he was under satanic manipulation. I pray for somebody here. Every arrow of satanic manipulation against your destiny, it shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It shall go back to the sender. If you read your Bible very well, you will see that the Bible was saying something. He said, and Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. That means that David was under satanic manipulation and he was provoked to number Israel. Go and read 2 Samuel. You'll be able to see there. He was pushed into numbering of people of the Lord against the will of God. He understood that this must not be done, but because he was under manipulation, he started doing it. Manipulation is very dangerous thing. Manipulation can make a man to decide that he's not getting married again. Manipulation can make a man to serve the wife a divorce letter. Manipulation will make a person to be doing what he ought not to do. That is manipulation. When you are under satanic yoke, satanic manipulation, and you don't know what to do, it can result into destruction. And that was the reason why we prayed that first prayer. We pray that I release myself, I withdraw myself from the control and from the influence and from the dominion of household wickedness. You see, household wickedness have done a lot. When we were young, they have planted a lot of things into our lives. As we are growing, they are using that thing to manipulate us. That is why you can see a full-grown man can decide and pack his load and go and be living with the parent. A full-grown man, you will tell him, go and look for a house. He will say, I want to stay with my mother. He has married. He will tell the wife to go and stay there. It's under satanic manipulation. This manipulation is a very strong force. It's a very strong force that the enemy has used a lot. And this will always come through eating in the dream. I'm going to stop there today. And I want us to pray. You know, I told you I'm going to take you through 50 major assignments of eating in the dream. So that you will know that anytime you mistakenly eat in the dream, you have to challenge it with fire. How do you deal with eating in the dream? It's very simple. If you constantly pray the prayer we are giving to you every night, eating the dream will be very difficult. You won't be able to eat in the dream. It will come. When they bring the food, they will eat it themselves because your spiritual man will be on fire. But in case you mistakenly, and one thing or the other, you have done it and it makes you to eat in the dream, what you need to do, number one, is immediately you wake up and begin to purge your system with fire. You put your hand on your belly button. You say, I purge my life with the Holy Ghost fire. I purge my life with Holy Ghost fire. I purge my life. Then you take anointing oil. If you don't have anointing oil, take a bottle of water. Plead the blood of Jesus into that bottle of water about 49 times. Drink it immediately and lay hand upon your chest. Say, every evil plantation in my body, come up by fire, come up by fire, come up by fire, come up by fire. Pray that prayer for about 10 minutes. Immediately you have prayed that one, then command the arrow to go back to the sender. You are free and begin to barricade yourself. Now you now say, oh Lord, let your fire cover every opening of my body and let the blood of Jesus seal every opening of my body against satanic food, against satanic night caterer. Immediately you have said so, you sleep well. We need to be awake now. We need to be on fire. We need to be a warrior that understand what to do at this time. The Bible says that this is the last day and is characterized with a lot of evil. The Bible says wickedness are increased. I pray for somebody here that God will have mercy upon us in Jesus' name. Wherever you are now, begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Have mercy upon me. I come before you. I want to surrender my life to you. Do that quickly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now we are going into prayer. Get ready now. I want you to get a bottle of oil. If you don't have beside you, get a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on it. Immediately I pray on these items, they become powerful. They become an instrument, an agent of power. And they carry the fire of the Holy Ghost. Immediately you use them, a lot of it will begin to happen. Lord, I pray. I thank you because you normally answer my prayers. I pray right now on this item. La poca tika libo. Rimo pambro katala. Lengrobo luns. Lipa kunta liama kandole broko sente yaba. Lipa kunte le cobra. Le combre kosuntika. Let the oil carry your power. Carry your power. Carry your power. Let the water carry your power. Carry your power. Let the blood of Jesus enter there. Power of Holy Ghost enter there. Let the yoke breaking power enter into the oil. Enter into the water. Healing power. Deliverance power. Enter into the oil. Enter into the water. In Jesus' name we pray. Now drink a little. Aha. Beautiful. Now lay your hand upon your chest. Say, I vomit. And I pass out of my system any satanic deposit in my chest. I vomit and I pass out of my system any satanic deposit in my chest in the name of Jesus. I vomit and I pass out of my system any satanic deposit in my chest in Jesus' name. Pray. You may need to take 5 minutes to do that one very well. Anoint your head. Dalia Baraba. Say, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic deposit in my head. In the name of Jesus, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic deposit in my head. In the name of Jesus, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic deposit in my head. In the name of Jesus, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic deposit in my head. In Jesus' name, pray. You may take about 5 minutes to do that one very well. Also, I want you to take that oil and anoint your chest again. Anoint your chest again. Say, you are going to say it again. Say, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic poison, satanic deposit inside my heart. In the name of Jesus, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic deposit inside my heart. I vomit, I vomit, I vomit, I vomit, I vomit, I vomit. I pass out of my system every satanic deposit inside my heart. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and rub it on your stomach very well. Rub it on your stomach very well. Aha. Rub it very well, your stomach, my sister. Do very well. Yes. I command the ulcer to disappear. I command the fibro to disappear. You block to be opened. Lipa la kata kata. Lekosa, you cancer of the colon, disappear. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now get ready, get ready. Say, I vomit and I pass out of my system any satanic deposit in my stomach. In the name of Jesus, I vomit and I pass out my system every satanic deposit in my stomach. In the name of Jesus, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic deposit in my stomach. In the name of Jesus, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic deposit in my stomach. In Jesus' name, pray. If you do it very well, you will feel like if you want to vomit, don't swallow, vomit it out, because every stranger inside your body shall go back to the place. Still lay your hand upon your system, upon your stomach. Say, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic deposit in my reproductive organ. In the name of Jesus, I vomit and I pass out of my system every satanic deposit in my reproductive organ. I vomit, I vomit, I vomit. In Jesus' name, pray. I can anoint your hand now. Say, every satanic deposit in my hand disappear in the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit in my hand disappear, 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 disappear in Jesus' name. Anoint your leg. Say, every satanic deposit attached to my leg disappear in the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit attached to my leg disappear, 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 disappear in Jesus' name. We pray. Raise up your prayer request. Father, we thank you because you are God that answered by fire. I prophesy on this request right now. There shall be immediate answer from heaven.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy to the life of that sister. Hear me and hear me very well. The yoke placed upon your life has been broken. And right from now, you shall move forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody here, some people conspiring against your place of work. Within 7 days, all of them shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha, I pray for those looking for the fruit of the womb. I pray that the Holy Ghost will encounter you. And the power of God will come upon you. And you shall conceive and become mothers, fathers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have reached the age to get married and the enemy has not allowed you, I stand against every yoke of marital delay. I command that yoke be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Any power that vows you will not settle that marriage and die, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. All businessmen and women, hear the word of the Lord. Every yoke of failure in your business, every yoke of bankruptcy in your business, I command it to be broken, be broken, be broken. And I command your business to move forward. There shall be multiple sales. There shall be multiple blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. All those who have property and they are looking for buyers, just make a vow between you and your God. Within the next 14 days, buyers are rushed them. And those properties shall be sold in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate what you have done. We give you back the glory. We return all adoration back to you. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let your name be blessed. Let your name be honored. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And in case you want to get across to us, you can get across to us on this WhatsApp number, 080-233-69298. 080-233-69298. And very important. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fextac Town. 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fextac Town. In case you are living around, or in case you are getting closer, I am starting a four Thursday program, morning and night. And I want you to really be blessed. In the morning, we are starting by 8 a.m. and to 10 a.m. If you are a business person and your business is not moving, or you are finding it very difficult to experience breakthrough, don't miss that program. 8 a.m. will start sharp to 10 a.m. and you will never remain the same. You have an encounter with the Holy Ghost, an encounter with God power. The same Thursday, for those who have been finding, who have been having difficulty and yoke of darkness in their lives, and for those who want to travel during this period of December or January, they must not miss it also in the evening, as I will begin to pray and as I begin to minister to people in that area, so that every yoke in their life shall be broken. It is called fight to recover. It's a time to recover what the enemy has stolen. It's always a loaded particular day, a loaded wonderful day. Make sure you are there. You can join us this Thursday, and God bless you. In Jesus' name. I want to appreciate all those who have been listening to us, and I want to appreciate all those who have been sharing this voice audio with their friends. I received a lot of testimony. I have received one today, and I'm thanking God for how God of wonders have been performing wonders. Let me tell you, the God of wonders will perform wonders in your family, in the name of Jesus Christ. No tragedy will catch up with your family, will catch up with my family, in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be special protection. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Don't forget, read Psalm 91. Take the time to worship God. Until tomorrow, God bless you.